Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine. You're listening to a new Candid CyberSec podcast with Vandana Verma. Get ready to be candid as Vandana takes us on a unique journey into the world of cybersecurity, a world with many facets that touch people, process, and technology. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us today, and we're back with another CyberSec conversation, or candid CyberSec conversation, with Lidia Giuliano. She's an amazing person, a mentor, and a good friend. Meeting her was all a serendipity at last year Black Hat conference, where we just planned to meet via Twitter chats, and then the next day, what we were doing, we were having lunch together and then long conversations, and she helped me through a lot of things in the past year and till now. She's been an amazing friend and a mentor. And not just to me, but she's been mentor to many, many people. So let's welcome Lidia. Lidia, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Vandana. I appreciate the introduction and I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to have you on this podcast. And I would say that instead of me giving your introduction, why don't you speak a bit about yourself, please?
Oh my gosh, where do I start? I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I was growing up. I really didn't have a computer. I didn't have a lot of that available to me, but I used to go around the house breaking things deliberately and fixing them. And then I remember one day when I was in my final year of high school, I saw a teacher with a computer, and he had the chassis opened, and I said, "What are you doing? That looks super cool." And he said, "You can take this subject," he said, "but it might be hard because you've missed the first year." But I went in and did it anyway. And then from there, I pivoted into a computer science degree, and I guess the rest was history. So I just fell in love with computers. I fell in love with coding. And after 7 years at university, because I did a double degree, I started off as a coder. And I really enjoyed writing C, C++, Java. I did a lot of database coding. I ended up doing a lot of system administration on Linux as well. So I enjoyed lots of shell scripting. And then a couple of years later, after working for the Department of Defense, I did commercial coding, which really wasn't for me because I was too much of a perfectionist, just trying to perfect my code, trying to put in error checking, and It was difficult moving from the public to the private sector. And then I got an opportunity to work in security at a bank, which I really didn't even know what security was, and that was vulnerability scanning. And that's how I got my start into security. I think I was in my late 20s. And then from there, it literally just I guess it snowballed from vulnerability scanning to compliance to running a compliance team to becoming a security engineer to developing all sorts of tools. For a while there, I lived in the United States for about 3 years. I guess I was more of an engineering role. I did everything from awareness to malware analysis to, analyzing security designs and just making sure that they were developed the way that they were designed. And now back in Australia, spanning a 15-year career, that's the short story, I'm now working as a security architect / advisor. So I really enjoy working with business units and helping them look at their design and embedding security into it, and focusing a lot on cloud these days. So I'm working towards my AWS cloud certs, because we've always got to keep up to date, otherwise we fall behind. But that's the short version. Is that a short version? I don't know.
I told you, you're too humble to accept that you do too many things.
Mm, yeah.
And not just that, So for the audience who's listening, if you don't know, she is also one of the Black Hat Review Board member, and she's also mentoring a lot of speakers getting prepped for Black Hat. So Lydia, we want to know your experience with that and your journey on that.
Oh, thank you. Whilst living in the US, I got an opportunity to speak at Black Hat USA, which was an opportunity. As an Australian, that was an opportunity of a lifetime. And I think one of the lessons that I learned from the talk was not so much the talk itself, but just the preparation for it, and just how others potentially needed to be prepped for it too. It was such a humbling experience to talk at Black Hat, and we spoke at Diana Initiative as well, and also DevSecCon and Sector and all these other wonderful conferences, and back home here in Australia, KiwiCon and AppSec Day. And I'm really, really privileged now to be part of the Black Hat Review Board for Asia, and also I've helped form the Black Hat USA speaker, the speaker program, as the speaker mentoring, the speaker coaching program, sorry. And also where we run B-Sides Melbourne as well, where we specifically have a newbie track where we mentor first-time speakers as well. So I think it's really important, as InfoSec people, we aren't natural-born speakers. We don't know how to get up and present. We do need a little bit of help. And for those that are naturally born speakers, that's great. I think the majority of us aren't. And I think it's really important to be able to use the experience that we have to help prepare people who have awesome research but may not necessarily know how to get up and present it, be able to illustrate their findings and illustrate their amazing research. So you're right, Vandana, I do spend a lot of time mentoring others and also mentor for CFP process, but I think it's something that I think is missing. And you've seen firsthand the value that it adds, you know, when it's time to present. So far we've got great feedback from the Black Hat Coaching program, and also B-Sides Melbourne and the likes of yourself and other people that, you know, we've mentored throughout the process. It's been wonderful. It's been really great.
And we are really glad to have your guidance. It's very, very important to have a mentor who's supportive and let you do things and experience. And then if there is something which is not going in the right direction, and then you come up and say that you can try and do this as well, that might help you. So I think that's like a light in the tunnel. That's what you are for us.
Oh, and, thank you.
Yeah. So we also want to know about your journey in this whole information security. That what makes you so curious that you're still staying in the field and supporting people? And it's been so many years in this industry for you. So what keeps you going?
Such a good question. I think at an industry level, because we've got community and we've got our industry experience. And when I look at my industry experience, I think for a lot of us, it hasn't been an easy ride. You know, there's lots of smart people and you're always doubting yourself. But I think for me, what keeps me in this space as an architect or, you know, or as an advisor is the curiosity. I mean, today alone, I think I had 3 emails where I looked at them and went, whoa, what do I do here? And instead of freaking out and running away, you're like, no, this is something new, this is something exciting, because it's business related, you know, it's not security related, and you want to help them build the best possible product with security controls embedded. And it's never boring. And as someone that's in like a blue team type space, there's just so many ways to problem solve. And as somebody who loves problem solving, it just feels like the perfect industry for me. And it's definitely not easy. Everybody knows that information security isn't easy and it's tiring. And mentally at the end of the day, you could probably sleep 12 hours, but it's what we love to do. From a community perspective, I guess what drives me there is that when I started, there's a gap where I'm not going to tell you that information because then that's going to make me less valuable. And I didn't like that. I want to be able to share. I want to be able to say, hey, I don't know, you know, everything about cryptography as an example, but I know that the person next to me does. So maybe they could share that with me so that I could be a better security partner or a security professional, sorry. So I think it's really important that as someone who's been in the industry for almost 20 years, we need to stand up as industry mentors and say, it's okay to share. It's okay not to know. I want to help you if you need help. Because if we don't, the people that are coming through university or in their 20s are not going to get there. They're going to feel like they don't have a pathway. It's different for people in their 20s and 30s compared to when I went to university. In university, our first job, somehow we just fell into security. Security wasn't a pathway. Now there's so many people fighting for these positions. Passion alone isn't going to get them there, you know, so we have to help them if they want the help, you know, have to help people review their work, peer review their work, help them with ideas and help them formulate their thoughts. It's such an exciting time at the moment to be in this industry, and there's so many possibilities.
This really means a lot. And there is one thing from your answer came out to me that if someone wants to start the mentoring, what's the key thing that they should have and they should share it with people as a mentor?
I think the key thing that at least I personally do is you need to listen, but really listen. I think a lot of people are hearing when people are talking, but thinking about how they're going to reply. And you need to stop that. You need to go, okay, Vandana's talking to me right now. I need to switch off everything in my head and listen to what she's saying so then I can then be able to provide the constructive feedback potentially to help her with whatever path she's on. We don't do enough listening. We do lots of interrupting because if you're telling me a story, I've got to quickly interrupt and tell you about a similar story. And when you're mentoring, that's a beer conversation or a coffee conversation type dialogue. But when you're mentoring, that person wants to be heard. That person wants to be helped. So you've got to switch off and listen. And then you can provide them with some guidance, which they may take or they may not take. That's my number one priority anyway when I try to work with people.
This is totally amazing, and I am sure people are going to benefit out of it because the days we are in, we have so many things to do, and if we don't have a mentor, sometimes things feel that we are not going in any direction and we are just in loops. So it's very, very important to have the person as a mentor, and then you becoming a mentor after a while. Understanding these things are important as a mentor. And you rightly said, rather than jumping onto your stories, listen to the stories and then doing all those coffee conversations, which are candid conversations.
Yes, absolutely. Great. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lydia. And it's always fun having conversations with you. And it's really amazing to have you on the podcast with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really, really can't thank you enough. Always an honor and a pleasure.
Yeah. Any parting words that you want to share with the audience?
Parting words for people that want to submit to, let's talk of community, for people that want to submit for conferences or people that have an idea, don't think that your ideas aren't good enough. Even if you're doing some research at home, don't just assume that everybody knows it. Nobody does. People are learning. People want to learn from you. So if you have an idea and you want to explore, reach out to that conference review board member. Reach out to one of us. I mean, I think, Vandana, help me out. I think every Monday, Tanya Yanka puts out an amazing, is it Mentoring Monday? She puts out I forgot what they're called. You're going to have to edit this bit. She puts out a hashtag. Hashtag. So, you know, get onto that, reach out to us. You know, there's lots of opportunities. And suck all that advice in, you know, it's about working really hard and reaching those dreams because nothing's impossible. And I always tell my kids that nothing is off limits. You can do anything you put your mind to. a little bit of work, a little bit of dedication, but nothing's impossible.
Thank you so much. These are wonderful parting words, and I am sure this is going to help all of us. Lilia, thanks for joining us today, and we wish to have you in many more sessions that we will plan and have you as a mentor. We're really glad to have you.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor and a privilege.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Candid CyberSec Podcast with Vandana Verma. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.